there must be a good man in Texas, one who deserves a good wife. Sue met the drayman from Georgia, who carried fresh water to town. His given name, Francis P. Herring, seemingly well fit and sound. They married that very December, when sweet Angelina turned 4. And finally Sue thought the fight had been fought, and they were a family once more. Then came a new president for Texas, who favored the town Waterloo. They named it for Stephen F. Austin, capital city anew. The flame that was Houston soon flickered, the people were leaving in droves. No need for the casks, a waterman tasked with dwindling hearths and stoves. Again then she witnessed a good man slide slowly inexorably down. He started to sink and turned to the drink, imagining his sorrows to drown. John Barleycorn's ne'er a good partner, he never will shoulder his share. He'll spit in your eye and leave you to die, a widow the burden to bear. And after near 5 years of marriage, her dear Francis went to his grave. And Lena was 9, Sue then 29, again she was asked to be brave. At least she could still earn a living, her natural skills to apply. Good suppers and breads and gentlemen's beds, enough so that they could get by. They witnessed the end of Republic, when Texas became a new state. But Raymond from old Pennsylvania asked her to join as one fate. She married that young Peter Bellows before an Episcopal priest. Angelina in sway turned 13 that day, and doubly gave them to feast. Her life became prosperous and proper, and thus free from all sin and vice. She went down to Buffalo Bayou, baptized by water in Christ. Sue found Angelina a suitor at 16 to be a young bride. John Griffith she wed to e'er share his bed and bring grandchildren to bide. But oh, how suspicions may haunt us, and shadows appear from the past. Her husband took fright as Sue worked the night, recoiling in fear and aghast. His jealousy drove her to leave him, for so had he well lost his mind. She went to Lockhart to make a new start and leave sinful Houston behind. They finally honored the memory, brave Almiron's death to redeem. They'd heard the demand and deeded her land. She turned to her once youthful dream. Val Bellows besieged her with slander and pressed forth a libelous divorce. And though a bold lie, she'd not dignify this scurrilous act of perforce. Oh, where is that good man in Texas, one who is tender and kind, who'll care for the dear little daughter, never to leave them behind? A man who is strong and resourceful, seeing her through every strife. There must be a good man in Texas, one who deserves a good wife. Oh, where is that good man in Texas, one who